direct from Anaheim. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2020. Brought to you by AFB Access World. For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
Welcome to Blind Bargains coverage of CSUN 2020. I'm here on the floor talking with David Bradburn. He's the president of Zoomax USA. Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. This is a very unusual CSUN for a lot of us because of the worries about coronavirus. And so I guess I'm wondering, what has it been like for you at Zoomax as we're here on the first day of exhibits, but I don't know what your experience has been like this time versus your previous times at CSUN?
That's a great question. Well, let me start out by saying I have been attending the CSUN conference for more than 20 years. I have never seen it as quiet as I have done today. Yes, there are people walking around, but this has more of a Friday afternoon feel to it than a Wednesday opening. Typically, Wednesday is when we are busiest at CSUN. It will be interesting to see how it pans out the next few days coming.
What is Zoomax's goal typically at CSUN? Are you trying to sell products or raise awareness? Or what are the things that are most important for your company?
So because we are typically acting in a wholesale capacity in the United States, we have distributors around the country who do the demonstrating and selling for us. Our primary goal here is awareness. Secondary is that it is one of the premier international conferences. Zoomax is a Chinese corporation in terms of where our products are manufactured, and we have distributors in more than 60 countries worldwide. So coming here is always a good opportunity for them to interact with those dealers from those different countries. Suffice to say that neither my colleagues from China or the majority of those international dealers are here this year. They're conspicuously absent, mostly because of travel restrictions.
Is your manufacturing going to be affected by what's going on in the world?
So it was affected initially because the Chinese government, of course, issued directives that everybody stay at home and do not go to work. So hot on the tail of the New Year celebration, which in China takes the last week and a half of January, the company was then closed for an additional 2 to 2.5 weeks into February. Our office opened normally about 2 weeks ago. Our factories opened a week after that. And I spoke with them last night, actually. It is kind of business as usual for them at the moment. The effect that our manufacturing is enduring right now is nothing to do with us and everything to do with the supply chain. So there are companies that make the components that we use to manufacture the products that we sell. Those companies are not yet back to full strength. Now, the good news is, and we had no crystal ball to tell us this was going to happen, of course, but the good news is that Zoomax made a very large production run at the end of last year, sent the largest shipment to date to Zoomax USA. We're located near Boston, in case anyone's interested. And so we have enough product to last us for about 6 months at this point. So we, unless this thing gets considerably worse and the entire world shuts down, which I hope and don't believe will happen, I think we should be good. And we don't anticipate any delays in terms of our customers here in the U.S.
Let's talk about some Zoomax products. Last year, you were showing the A-Sight, which is an AR pair of glasses, and now you have new products. But let's give people a little bit of a review. What is A-Sight?
Yes, indeed. So A-Sight is a head-mounted wearable device that consists of a camera and lenses that hang or float in front of the eyes. Everything that the camera sees is displayed on those lenses or screens, and you have a controller, it's a tethered controller, and you use that to increase or decrease magnification. There are various image enhancements as well that allow you to, for example, have outlining of the image, to see obstacles more clearly, to display text in high contrast mode, that sort of thing. A characteristic of A-Sight in the past, though, you mentioned that it's our augmented reality or AR unit. is it's a very open design. And that has allowed A-Sight to make the unique claim that you can walk while you wear it. And the reason you can do that is that your peripheral vision is open. Nothing is covering your peripheral vision, so you are able to see people and other objects as they come close to you. The new product, which is also an A-Sight, is using virtual reality. I'm going to just switch devices 1 second. So, for any of you, your listeners that have tried or had described to them a VR device is characterized by being immersive. That means that when I wear it on my head, the design of the headset is such that it wraps completely around my eyes. I do not have access to any peripheral vision to the sides or below. That means that I cannot and should not attempt to walk while I'm wearing it, because my depth perception will be completely off. So the similarities with the other A-Sight is that you can use it for magnifying your world. So you can use it for watching television, using a computer, you can look at people, you can read, you can use it for doing things in the house or doing things at work or at school. So think of arts and crafts type things, cooking, things like that. There are differences. So usually when we're interacting with a person who's considering a device like this, we ask them first and foremost, is mobility important to you? If mobility is important, then the only device that is safe to consider is the original A-Sight, the augmented reality version. If mobility is not so important, and if you determine you're going to be seated when using this device, then the virtual reality has some benefits that you might appreciate. The first is that the field of view is broader or wider with the virtual reality device. So the field of view on an A-Sight's 45 degrees, it's 65 degrees on the VR unit. So that means you're seeing more of the scene in front of you, potentially. I should stress that field of view is only relevant when we're talking about no magnification. As soon as you magnify images on any wearable device, that amount comes down from 65 degrees to single digits in a hurry. The other thing about VR that people like is that it works extremely well even in poor light conditions. So not everybody has a well-lit living room at home. And so if you're at home using this, unless you actually have good lighting behind you as you're attempting to read, the image quality may not look that good with augmented reality. But with this unit, it really does look good. Price-wise, so an A-Sight is $2,995 MSRP. The VR unit is $2,495. Both devices weigh less than 1 pound. So if you're only wearing these things for a couple of minutes at a time, the weight probably won't matter to you. But if, as some of our customers are doing, you want to watch a movie on TV, you want to go to the theater, you want to watch a play or something like that, and you're wearing it for an hour or two, you will appreciate just how light and compact these devices are. My final point to mention, then I'll be happy to answer any other questions that you might have about it, is the camera resolution. So the most important thing for someone with low vision when they're considering a wearable device is image quality across the magnification range. Most devices that are out there have a camera that at best features a 12 megapixel camera. The new VR device, the A-Sight VR, has a 48 megapixel camera. And that results in image quality that is noticeably better and different than other wearable devices that are currently available from other companies. So we've been very excited to bring it to market and show it to people. And certainly based on the experience we've had from people trying it, they've also found that the image quality has been very good. And that for us is a win.
Now, there are other VR-type headsets on the market, and some people may be familiar with them. They're based on an existing Samsung headset, and they have connectivity to a smartphone. Is this device similar, or is it different?
It is similar. So internally within this headset, there is a phone. It is not a Samsung. But that phone is not accessible by the user. So if any of your users have used or tried, for example, Iris Vision, they might be aware of the fact that the phone is on the front of that device and it can, in fact, be removed by the user if necessary. That is not something that you'll do. The phone is completely contained inside our device. I will say, and this is something else that I think is important to note, operating temperature is really cool. And I mean cool in the physical temperature sense of the word and not in just how impressive it is. It is a very cool operating temperature. Usually when people go around exhibit halls and try things on for a minute or two, they don't notice how warm these types of things can get after an extended period. I've been involved in extended demonstrations of up to 2 hours, and even after 2 hours, this device is barely registering on a thermometer any warmth at all. That's really good, especially if you live in a hot state. So if you live somewhere like Florida or Texas or something like that.
I think heat and weight are the things that most people, even
indeed,
in an environment like this, I've had those things on my head, and you notice both of those right away. And then also, as you say, it's not suitable for walking around, but even if you're wearing it and if you move your head too quickly, for example, you can risk getting a headache or some sort of, you know, discomfort.
So you're absolutely right, Shelley. There's a good reason for that dizziness or headache sensation, and it's to do with the refresh rate. This is something else, actually, that A-Sight, we feel, is superior to other wearables. So if you're ever looking at a wearable device, it's important to ask the person, what is the refresh rate or the display rate of this wearable? The higher the number that you are told in the answer, usually the less image lag you will experience. A-Sight, all of our models, in fact, have a refresh rate of 60 hertz. 60 hertz means I can be wearing even the VR unit, be turning my head relatively quickly left to right to look around, and the image keeps up with my movement and does not lag or freeze as I'm moving. I'm not going to name names, but if you were to try some of the other devices on the market and try moving your head left and right as if to look around, pay attention to their image and you will probably notice that some or all have varying degrees of image lag, which is to say occasionally, worst case, the image freezes and doesn't move at all until you stop moving, and then it can catch up with you.
So let's talk about some of the features. You mentioned magnification, using a computer, watching television or theater. What are some other use cases, and also what are some of the functions that the device has?
Sure. Well, so to use the A-Sight VR, there's a small wireless controller that features three buttons and a joystick. It connects via Bluetooth with our headset. So magnification is pretty straightforward. It's designed to be used with your thumb. I guess you could use the thumb and forefinger if you felt more comfortable. But you push the joystick away from you to increase magnification all the way up to the maximum of 15.5 times. And you pull back on the joystick to reduce magnification all the way down to just 1x, which is essentially normal. The button below the joystick, and when I say below, I'm talking about moving the direction of the user, the person holding the joystick. So the button below it is used for activating normal color. Normal color means what you see is what you get. Why is that even a thing? Well, because the button below that, when I press it, steps through various different image modes. High contrast, for example, is used for reading. We have 4 high contrast modes. White on black, black on white, yellow on black, black on yellow. And then there are 3 outline modes. So again, I stress, you wouldn't use this while you're walking around. But if you have A-Sight VR and come into a room that you've never been before and you want to get the lay of the land, if you switch on the outline mode, which is unique to A-Sight, it will add an outline, either white or black outline, to the edges of everything that it sees. So, for example, edges of furniture, edges of people, and it helps you to see those things. But the outline mode has application even in the workplace or home. I am wearing a striped shirt today. It is one of my favorite vertical striped shirts. I think it's more flattering to my figure. I tend to avoid horizontal stripes, but that's just me. Well, if I was using A-Sight with the outline mode, I can at least see which direction those lines are facing because it's going to add outlines to make them enhanced. I'm kind of kidding about the shirt, but but you get the idea.
Now I'm self-conscious if I'm wearing a print shirt or a striped shirt.
It's a solid color. You're all set.
I know. I'm just saying, but somebody with an A-Sight VR would come to me and go, my, that is a very fetching paisley you have. Or
well, you'll at least know when you're wearing it.
Yes, right.
That's the good thing. Now, the outlining, by the way, and this is probably my favorite story of all, from an A-Sight customer who told me they take medication daily, and on one occasion they accidentally dropped a tablet onto their kitchen countertop. They could not see the tablet.
Yep.
They turned on outline mode. Now we're talking about something the size of an aspirin. I mean, it's
right.
2 or 3 millimeters diameter at best. The outline mode of A-Sight was able to pick up this tablet and highlight it in a contrasting outline color to the countertop. And the person was able to retrieve it and put it back in its pillbox. I think that's just fantastic.
Sure.
So that's one thing. The other thing we have is a feature called narrow mode. Now, for most people with a macula-based eye disease, narrow mode will not have any use to them at all. Because generally, if you have macular degeneration, your peripheral vision is not impacted, meaning that your field of view is usually not impacted. But for someone who has retinitis pigmentosa or perhaps advanced glaucoma where they have a limited degree field of vision, they cannot see the whole scene. So narrow mode, simply think of it like a picture-in-picture feature on a television. We're simply taking the entire scene, compressing it into a smaller rectangle area. Best yet, if the user has a scotoma or scotomas on their retina and there are certain areas where they cannot see anything, you can actually move that narrow mode window anywhere to an area where you can see. And so that can be the difference between seeing blotches on the scene or seeing everything.
And that's handled with the joystick? You would just move
around? It's handled with the joystick in terms of moving the picture around,
yeah.
Yes. And then the final button on here is more like a trigger button, and that's on the very front of the controller. And that is used for two things. One, if I have zoomed in on something and I've got things very large, if I press and hold that trigger button, A-Sight will zoom out and show a bright red crosshair in the middle of the scene. I can look around. Let's say I'm looking for something on the wall, like a clock. So I might look in the direction of where I think the clock is, I let go of the trigger button, and now A-Sight zooms in at my favorite magnification level, and it makes it easier to navigate around the scene when you're magnifying things ordinarily. And the final thing that it does is if I press and release, it captures an image of whatever I'm looking at. I can then magnify that image, and using the joystick, can pan left, right, up, and down around the image without having to move my head. Applications for that are numerous. Certainly for reading lengthy pieces of text, that's a great application. But the other one that's very practical when people are out and about is taking a photograph of, let's say, a menu in a restaurant. You know, I'm thinking fast food restaurants, of course, for this type of situation. But you go to Starbucks, you go to McDonald's, and they usually have a menu of items that's above and behind the person that's at the cashier. So you take a photograph, and now with your head comfortably at a straight ahead angle, so you're not staring up at something for a long time, you just magnify that menu, look around, you see, oh yes, I want to get an Americano, ask your order, and then just press the trigger one more time, you're now back to live mode where you're able to see the person.
Do you have any sort of text detection so that if that's what I'm looking for is a menu, I can look, scan around, and be sure that I've found it?
There is nothing like that, no. So you would have to have some
vision
sense
to identify that there's a menu up there, something
right.
that I want to capture.
So for example, usually if someone's visual acuity is between 2100 and 2600, they're a candidate for A-Sight helping them. But if you are someone with 2600 visual acuity, you're kind of at the extreme. So
right.
I can imagine that if you're looking at something at a distance, you may find the image quality isn't going to be good enough for you. In which case you probably want to move closer to something, if possible.
So let's talk about pricing and availability. I think you did mention the price before, but when is this product going to be available, or is it now?
So the product will be shipping to us from our factory later this month. We expect to begin shipping A-Sight VR by the beginning of April. The retail price, just to tell everybody again, is $2,495. It's available through our dealers around the country. We do recommend that people get demonstrations of this and any other wearable device. This is not like buying a handheld magnifier or a CCTV. Even people with seemingly the same eye condition can try a product like A-Sight, and one will tell me it works great for them, and the other will say, not so much.
Sure.
So we don't sell this product over the internet. We do require that someone gets a demonstration, either through one of our distributors, through us directly, or through their eye doctor. We are working with an increasing number of eye doctors around the country. And we do this just because we want to know that it really does work, and don't want people going through the challenge of buying something, receiving it, getting frustrated because it's not working for them, and then returning it.
And I assume information about where one might go to find a dealer or other info like that is on the ZoomX website?
Indeed. So people can, if they want to know more, they can go to www.zoomaxusa.com. And let me just see, I believe we have our business. I was looking for the toll-free number, actually. Yep. So our toll-free number is 866-296-8388. That number works within the USA and Canada, and certainly any of the people that answer the phone will be able to answer questions. And I will say that we also offer an in-home trial. It's a 7-day trial for $149. So in the event, especially in the event where someone is nowhere near a dealer or an eye doctor that we're working with, $149 gets you a device. We ship to you. The shipping is covered in both directions. You have 7 days to try it. If you decide that you like the device, then we deduct the $149 from the retail price, just bill you the difference, and send you a brand new unit. And if you don't like it, no questions asked, just return it. It's pretty straightforward.
Great. Thanks for your time, David. It was great to have you on Blind Bargains.
Thank you, Shelley. Have a great rest of the conference.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2020.